Hi, this is Joe of Barry Investment Advisors with a brief market update. We have two respected research articles that we're including in our current reviews. The first one is from Richard Bernstein Associates, entitled, What Does a Once-in-a-Generation Investment Opportunity Look Like? They believe that we're at a major inflection point in macro fundamentals and market leadership, offering investors a once-in-a-generation opportunity to reposition portfolios. A certain group of U.S. companies has become so dominant that they've come to be perceived as the only stocks worth owning. Each time that has become the pervasive sentiment, it generally signaled that the next big opportunities lay elsewhere. Going on to quote the article, according to Bank America's latest fund manager survey, institutional investors are overweight U.S. stocks, but even more worrisome may be the concentration in smaller portfolios. According to a recent Wall Street Journal article citing Vanda Research, the average individual stock portfolio has 40% of its value tied up in just three tech stocks. Now, many of you went through a similar environment as we went through this together 25 years ago, when the excitement was on the development of this new wondrous thing called the internet. And that was another occasion where if you didn't have .com on your corporate name, you were in industries that frankly were not seeing any appreciation in the stock market. Well, ultimately, all of these speculative bubbles come to an end. And when they do, the formerly neglected areas attract interest. And I can tell you that the value, especially international value, 25 years ago, outperformed for several years. And that's kind of the point they're trying to make in this article. It concludes with the following statement. Just as in the wake of the internet bubble, what part of the market you own could make the difference between another lost decade of returns for crowded and expensive assets or very attractive returns for assets where capital is truly scarce. With all eyes on the U.S. large cap growth stocks and disinflation beneficiaries, they see bigger opportunities in international, small caps, value stocks, and inflation beneficiaries. It kind of leads into the second article we have in our review piece, entitled Gold Mining Stocks, A Clear and Compelling Investment Case. This is authored by John Hathaway, who is one of the most senior gold managers in America, and he is the managing partner of Sprott Inc. Now, gold mining valuations are the lowest in 25 years. The value of gold, which has actually been increasing as I record this and making modest new highs, it's pretty much the same price it was 12 years ago. Yet, the gold mining shares are half of the price they were when gold was trading at this level 12 years ago. The mining companies, of course, get and sell the product that they mine, which is gold. And the higher that that price goes, obviously, the higher and greater profits they made. But we're in this very unusual environment where, again, kind of related to the first article we just went through, there's no institutional interest in owning this very unique asset class, which is gold and precious metals. Again, the excitement in technology has taken interest away from industries like gold mining. And it is set up one of the most interesting discounts between what you can buy the mining companies for versus the high price that they get when they sell their product. So no guarantees on forecasting the future. We're all humbled by trying to do that. But when you have an anomaly like this, when you have basically found sound, financially solid companies, profitable companies that are completely ignored by investors, it's just a matter of time when interest cycles, market leadership changes, and we would not be surprised to see very positive results from positions and holdings in assets as unusually favorably priced as the gold mining companies. So thank you for listening. We're happy to provide the full text of these reports for you. Very thankful for the authors and their willingness to share. And we look forward to a very positive 2024. And of course, we're here for you. All of our regulatory information is available online, or give us a call and we're happy to hear from you. Thank you.